Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, four lines on the top, V'chayitz Ratzoy V'shoiv, Kemar HaBazak. So the Pasuk says, Yechezkel describes the Chayitz as poking their heads up and down. Says the Gemara, my Ratzoy V'shoiv, Amar Rav Yudah Ka'or HaYoytzim in Pi HaKivshon. Like a fire that comes out from the oven, it sparks up and comes right away back down. That's how they pop up their heads into the Rekia, that's the Mala Miraisham. My Kemar HaBazak, this Pasuk describes them as doing this like the Mara of a Bazak. Like the fire that shoots out from between the pottery, from the hole in the pottery, when the person refining gold, when he does his business, so that's part of the process. Rashi goes through it. So that's the way it looks when the chayos, when they pop up their heads and they bring it back down. Yechezkel describes seeing the storm and fire and the chashmal going up from the tzafon and traveling somewhere. So Eichan Azal, where was it going to? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shehalach Lichbayt, Shaskol Alam Kulo, Itachas Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. It was going to have Nebuchadnezzar conquer the entire world, that the whole world should be under his control. But Kol Kach Lama, why was it going to help Nebuchadnezzar? Shol Yoyim Ruhumas Oilam, that the Goyim shouldn't say when Nebuchadnezzar takes control over Klal Yisrael, that Biyat Umash Shvalam, Masar Kadosh Baruch was Banav, that Kadosh Baruch gave over his children into the hands of a very low nation. So therefore he made Nebuchadnezzar very high up there, that he should be king of the world, so that people shouldn't be this bizayay. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kaviyachol, like lamenting about this, that me garam li she'eya shamish oivdi pesilim, who caused me that I should go and assist. And oivid avodah zarah, it was avodah zarah and shal Yisrael, and garam li, it was the sins of Klal Yisrael, because now that they sin, they're going to have to be under Nebuchadnezzar, and that's why I have to make Nebuchadnezzar the king of the world. Yechezkel describes seeing that amongst the chayos there was an oifen echad, a certain malach, who stood on the ground next to the chayos. Now the chayos are all the way up there in the seventh rakia, not on the ground. So I'm Rabbi Lazar, the malach echad shu oimid baretz v'roishay magia itzal chayos. He's a malach that he stands on the ground, but he's so tall his head goes all the way up to the chayos. V'masnisa tana sandalfein shemay, at the name of this malach is sandalfein. He's a 500-year journey taller than the rest of his friends. He stands behind the Merkava, and he ties crowns for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, Eini, he ties crowns and he gives them to Hashem. How is that possible? The Pasuk says, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkoimai, Mechad Mimkoimu Leka Diadalei. The Pasuk implies that nobody knows where Kadosh Baruch Hu is. So how can he tie crowns and give it to Hashem if nobody knows where he is? Says the Gemara, the Amar Shema Taga, he says the Shema Mefurish on the crown, and then V'azav V'yasei V'areshe, and then the crown goes and Kaviyachol rests on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's head. Amar Rava said, Rava, Kol Shira Yechezkel Ra Yeshaya. Really, everything that Yechezkel describes that he saw, Yeshaya saw it also. Just, Yechezkel wrote it down, because Lama Yechezkel Daimed Leben Kfar Shira Esamelch. Yechezkel is comparable to a village boy who sees the king, it's very exciting, and Yechezkel also, he wrote it down. But Lama Yeshaya Daimed Leben Krach Shira Esamelch, to a city boy who sees the king, which is something that he's used to, it's not as exciting, and therefore, he doesn't feel the need to explain it as much and to go through it and to tell it over. Amrei Shlakish Ma'ed Chesiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk Ashir LaShem Ki Gaga? Shir LaMishem Mizgoa Alegeim. I sing to Hashem because He's exalted over those that are exalted. The Amr Marmar said that Melch Shebechayus Ari, the king of the Chayus is the Ari. Melch Shebehemais Shar, the king of the Behemais is the ox. Melch Shebeoyves Nesher is the eagle. Va'adam Mizgala Aleyan, and the person is exalted over all of them. Va'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mizgala Kulam Va'Kul Elam Kulay. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgaya. He's exalted over all these and over the entire world. So he's exalted over those that are exalted. Kasev Echad Aymer 1 Pasuk says, Udumus Pnei Pnei Ari Pnei Adam Pnei Ari Eliam In Ar Balsam Pnei Shor Mismol Me Ar Balsam. That one of the Chaya Yisamir Kava is a Pnei Shor, is the image of an axe. Uksiv V'Arbab Uksiv. But then we have another Pasuk that says, later in Yecheskel, V'Arba Panam L'Echad Pnei Echad Pnei Akrav Pnei Ashin Pnei Adam V'Shish Pnei Ari V'Arb Revi Pnei Nashar V'Lu Shor Leka Chashiv. Shor is not one of the four faces. So it's a steer between one Pasuk and the other. So says the Gemara, Amrish Lakish, that originally there was a Pnei Shor, but then Yechezkel Bikashel Avrachim and Vavchol Lekrov. Yechezkel davened and it changed from being the Pnei Shor to being a Pnei Krov, the image of a Krov. Amar Lefanav, he davened to Hashem and he said, Rebbeinu Sha'olam, Kateger De'asas Anegar, that the prosecutor, the Shor, that's reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly of the Egel Azav, he's going to be our defendant now, it can't be that he's going to help us, it must be, so you have to get rid of the Pnei Shor. And Taka Kodesh Baruch Hu, listen, you got rid of the Pnei Shor and instead turned it to a Pnei Krov. Now my Krov, what is a Pnei Krov? What is a Krov? Amrev Avayu Karavya, it means like the image of a child. Shekim Bavavo currently Nuka Ravya, in Bavo they call it a child, a Ravya. So Krov is like a Ravya, it means the image of a child. Amrele Rapapula Abaye, Rapapa Seta Abaye, El Meata, if you're telling me that it's the Pnei Krov, it's the Pnei of a child, so that which the Pasuk says, Pnei Echo, Pnei Akur, Pnei Sheni, Pnei Adam, that one was the image of a Krov, one was the image of a person. Vashishi Pnei Arya Vervi Pnei Neshar, Hainu Pnei Krov, Hainu Pnei Adam, the first two seem to be the same. A Krov is a person. And Pnei Adam, it's the same thing. So as the Gemara, it's the same type, they're both people, but Ape Ravre Ape Zutre. An Adam is an older person, a Kruv is a younger person, so they're not exactly the same. Kasav Echad Oimer. Sheish Kenefayim Le'echad. Now each one of these Malachim have six wings. Ukasav Echad Oimer, Va'arba Panim Le'echas, Va'arba Kenefayim Le'echas Lam. But each one has four wings. Says the Gemara, Le'kasha, Kam Bizman Shabbis Mikdash Kayim, Kam Bizman Shabbis Mikdash Mikdash Kayim. When the Bizman Mikdash around, so then there's six wings. When it's not, so then there's four. Kaviyachol Shenismatu Kanfei Achayis, as if to say that the Kanfei Achayis were limited, were made less. Now, Haminai Oimar, which two wings of the six, which ones want to go away when there's no Bizman Mikdash? It's the wings that the Malachim use to sing Shira. It says it uses the slashon of Yoifef, and it says that they get ready to sing. They sing to Hashem. This slashon of Yoifef also Hisayif, and it says Veinenu, and it's not there anymore. So you see that it's those wings that they sing Shira with; those are the ones that go away. Rabbanan Amri, they say that no, Oisin Shemachasis Bem Raglayim, it's the wings that cover their feet. Remember, as the Pasuk says, Yecheskel describes Raglayim Regal Yeshara, that their legs are straight. Now, Vilav Dimaud, Minavi Adav, not for the fact that Yecheskel saw, if not for the fact that those wings went away and Yecheskel saw the legs, how would he know that their feet were straight? So it must be that those wings went away. Says the Gemara, it's not a riot that they went away, Legamri, Delmai Glai Vechazile, maybe they flapped their wings, and so Yecheskel saw that at the time when it was revealed. Do you like Timahachi? And I'll prove it to you that there's such a concept, because the Pasuk says, the Mus Pnei and Pnei Adam, that Yecheskel saw their faces. Now, Hachi Nami Demod, you're telling me that the wings that cover their faces were also went away, and four of their wings went away. Al, what are you going to have to say? The Glai Vechazile, that they flapped their wings, and he was able to see their face at the time when it was open. So, Hachi Nami, the Glai Vechazile, and there's no riot that the wings that cover the feet went away, Legamri, it could be they just flapped them, and that's when Yecheskel saw their feet. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Hachi Ashla, that's not comparable. You can't compare it to their faces. Bishlama Ape, Eirich Ira Legluy Kami Rabbi. Their faces, yeah, you could say that they flapped their wings, and Yecheskel saw it when it was open, because even though they're right by Hashem, but it's normal for a person to show his face to his master, but to his Rabbi. But Kari, Lav Eirich Ira Legluy Kami Rabbi, a person doesn't show his feet to his Rabbi, and therefore the fact that Yecheskel was able to see their feet must be that their wings that cover their feet went away, not just that they were flapping them. The one pasuk says, "Alef Alfan Yisham Shuni V'Riberavin Kan Moyekumu." That Kadosh Baruch Hu has all these malachim, thousands and thousands, ten thousands and ten thousands, but there's a number to it. Ukasav Echad Oimer Yesh Misper Lugdudav. But then we have another pasuk which seems to imply that it's limitless, that there is no number to the amount of malachim that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has assisting him. Says the Gemara LeKasher, "Kam Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam, Kam Bizman Sheim Beis Hamikdash Kayam." When the Beis Hamikdash is around, so then it's no number. When there's no Beis Hamikdash, that's when there's these specific numbers. As if to say that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's army became smaller. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yomer, Mishum Abi Yosi Ben Dusoi, that Elof Alfani Shamshuni is Mispar Gudud Echad. And no, it's not a stira because of a different reason. The fact that the Pasuk describes there being as a number to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malachim, that's the amount of Malachim in one legion, in one army. But Lugudud Avei Mispar, the amount of armies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the amount of legions, so that already there's no number. Rav Yomer Bar Abba Amar, he says that a similar idea, that Elof Alfani Shamshuni Lenahar Dina, this number of thousands of thousands, ten thousands, that's the amount of malachim that are by Nahar Dinar. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nahar Dinar Nagid V'Nafig Min Kadmai, Alef Alfani Shamshuni V'Rabbi Revavan Kadmai Yekumu. But then, the amount of total malachim, that already is a misbar. This, and it gives a number, that's just the ones in this group that are by Nahar Dinar. Now this Nahar Dinar, this spiritual river of Dinar, Me'ech Nafik, where does this spiritual waters come from? Me'ze'asan Shal Chayos, it comes from the sweat of the Chayos. Le'ech and Shafik, and where does it pour the water to? So Amar Zutra, Amar Zutra, Batuvi, Amarav, Al Reish Rasham, Begahanim, and pours it onto the heads of the Rashami Gehenim. Shanem, as the Pasuk says, Hinei Sa'aras Hashem Hema Yatzav Isar Mischoilu Arais Rashami Yachol, that it goes on top of the heads of the Rashami Gehenim. Bravachab Yaakov Amar, that no, it goes somewhere else, it goes Al Asher Kaimtu, it goes on these Rasham who are Asher Kaimtu. That we'll see later, it was a Nigzer on them to be created originally, and then in the end Hashem was Chayzer and he didn't create them. Shanem, as the Pasuk says, Asher Kumtu Voyes Nahar Yutzak Yisoydam, that they get this Nahar that goes on top of them. Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Amram Shimon Chassid, Elu Tsha Meis Vashishim Arba Dairi Shekumtu Lihibar Is Kodim Shenivra Oilam, that this Asher Kumtu is referring to the 974 generations that were, it was Nigzer on them to be created before the world was created. They had this Gzera to be created. V'lein Nivro, and then in the end they weren't created. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu got up and instead of creating them all together, Ushasalam Bechol Dar Vadar, he scattered them amongst all the different generations. Vehenin Azepanim Shabadar, and those are the ones that are act with chutzpah and the dar that always comes from this group of people. From Nachum Yitzchok Amar, he says mamish the opposite. He says no, that Asher Kumtu Lebracho Hudechsev. Asher Kumtu is not a list of Rishayim, it's a list of people that are Zeichet to Bracha. It's Lebracho Hudechsev. Who's it referring to? Elu Tamid Chachamim. It's referring to Tamid Chachamim Shemekamten Atzman Al Divrei Taira Ba'ilam Hazeh. That they lower themselves for Taira in this world, they give up a lot to be able to learn and to steig into this world, so the reward is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalim Soid Lo'ilam Havo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future is Megalit to them Soid, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nar Yutzak Yisoidam.